USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representatives.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hurricane Sally's remnants continue to dump torrential rains on eastern Alabama and Georgia, while the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama were facing the possibility of even more misery due to swollen rivers a day after the storm blew ashore. At least one death has been blamed on the hurricane, which made landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama, blasting 105-mile-an-hour winds and battering coastal communities with massive amounts of rainfall. The National Weather Service says heavy rains associated with the storm is continuing to impact South Carolina, North Carolina, and into Virginia and Maryland. Pennsylvania's highest court ruled that the Green Party's presidential candidate cannot be on the general election ballot because of a failure to closely follow nomination procedures. It is a decision that could help Democratic nominee Joe Biden in another battleground state that President Trump won in 2016 and comes just days after the same decision in Wisconsin. With a 5-2 Democratic majority, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned that Howie Hawkins could stay on the ballot in the state. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After the SEC decided to move forward on college football, the University of Georgia has faced backlash from critics after announcing it would not be using its campus as a voting location for the presidential election. Critics have said the decision to cancel in-person voting was hypocritical, as the university is now allowing over 23,000 football fans to gather. The group tweeted out, "Sign the petition to stop Georgia from engaging in voter suppression. If we can have football, we can have voting too." After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.